This is Mark, and welcome back to Candleshore. You know, public speaking is never easy for anyone. One thing that can help get us through the stage fright, as it were, is the ability to take down notes or talking points that can help keep us on track as we move through the speech. Now, let me just say this for the record. I'm an avid Braille user, and I still think that, all things being equal, the ability to read and write Braille is the single most important tool a blind and low vision person can have. But just like with print, Braille does have its limitations. For one thing, you can't make easy changes on the fly. But that all changed with the advent of smartphones, particularly the iPhone, with an application called List Recorder. One of the most impressive features of List Recorder is its ability to be used as kind of a virtual teleprompter for the blind and low vision. And that is what I'm going to show you today. So let's get started. First, I'm going to go to my iPhone, which I have in my hand, and I'm going to open up List Recorder.
List Recorder. List Recorder. List Recorder Home. Heading.
And I have the default installation of List Recorder. I haven't modified any lists just for simplicity's sake. A couple of things I want to make you aware of. One, instead of typing on the virtual keyboard, I am actually using my Apple Bluetooth wireless keyboard. Second thing is I have turned off all the motion gestures that List Recorder has to offer. Third, I will only be using text and not audio prompts. So here we go. First thing I want to do is add a new list, a new blank list. And I'm going to do that by going to List Commands.
List Commands, button.
I'm going to tap on List Commands.
Alert, List Commands.
And I'm going to swipe down the list of choices until I find the option I want.
Read Item Details, Make Empty List, button.
That's the one I want, Make an Empty List. Here we go.
List Recorder Home, List Commands, button.
I have a new list at the top of the home screen.
1, List. List 110,303, 2, 58.
So my first list is an empty list, and it gives it the default title of the day's date and the time it was created.
1, List. List 110,303, 2, 58.
I want to rename this list so it has more meaning to me, and I'm going to rename it Talking Points. And so what I'll do is I'll double tap on the list.
List 110,303, 2, 58. Home, back button.
Okay, I'm inside an empty list, and now I'm going to tap on the List Command buttons.
List Commands, button. Alert, List Commands. Read Item Details, button. Make Empty List, button. Place Moved Items, button. Paste Titles, button. Wipe Out Dialog, button. Retitle List, List 110,303, 2, 58. Button.
And that's the one I want because I want to retitle this list, so I'm going to select this option.
Record, button.
As I stated earlier, I will not be using any audio prompts, so I'm not going to say the name of the list I want, although I could. I'm going to type it in.
Play, dim, no recording. List 110,303, 2, 58. Text field.
I'm going to make sure I delete the text that's there by pressing the backspace key.
8. 5. Space. Capital L.
I got rid of all of that, and now I'm going to type in talking points.
Capital T, A, L, K, I, N, G, talking. Capital P, O, I, N, T, S.
That's done, and I'll just press enter.
Talking points, text field.
Now I have renamed this list. Now I'm going to go back so we can see how it sounds in my home screen.
1, list, talking points, 2. Tap here for introduction, then tap play, has audio.
Okay, you can see that now talking points is at the top of my list of lists.
1, list. Talking points.
I'm going to open up this list and begin adding talking points or prompts that I want to be able to follow as I speak. And I'm going to add each one as a separate item. So first I'm going to open up the list called talking points. I do that by double tapping.
Talking points. Home. Back button.
Now this is an empty list.
Talking points. Edit. Button. Empty list.
Well, let's add the first item. I'm going to add an item by first going to edit.
Edit. Button. Add item.
And you can see it says add item. So we're going to add an item. Here we go.
Record. Button. Play. Dim. No recording. Item title. Text field.
Now I'm going to type in where it says text field. I'm going to type in introduction.
Capital I-N-T-R-O-D-U-S. Introduce. T-I-O. Introduction. N. Period. Introduction.
Okay, so my first item is now set as introduction. Now that may sound very generic to you. You may, however you would use a speech, whatever you need to prompt you to move forward is what you'd use. I'm old school. I always start mine with introduction.
Introduction. Text field.
Now I'm going to go back so I can add another item at the same level.
Talking points. Back button. Edit button. Add item. Record button. Play. Dim. No recording. Item title. Text field. Capital W H A T Y S is F A M I L family. Y family. A I S T O R Y. Question mark. History. What is family history? Text field.
Okay, so my second point is going to be, what is family history? I just made this up as I go along. Okay, now I'm going to go back and add two more, I think.
Talking points. Back button.
Oh, first, let's do a gravity check and see what we have on our list so far.
1. What is family history? 2. Introduction.
Now you can see that the way it's being added, it's not exactly in the right order, but we'll fix that in a minute.
Edit button. Add item. Record button. Play. No recording. Item title. Text field. Capital W H E R E. Where? D O D E W B E G I N. Question mark. Begin. Where do we begin? Text field.
We'll go back.
Talking points. Back button. Talking points. Home.
Let's see what order it's in right now.
Talking points. Edit button. 1. Where do we begin? 2. What is family history? 3. Introduction.
Okay, so you can see now that the list is being created almost backwards. You know, it's being created in an inverted way than I'd want to speak it. But we're going to fix it. And finally, I'll put in one that's called conclusion.
Edit button. Add item. Record button. Play. No recording. Item title. Text field. Capital C-O-N-C-L-U-S-I-O. Conclusion. Cancel button. Auto-correction. Conclusion. Text field.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to go back.
Talking points. Back button. Talking points. Home. Back button.
We'll take a look and see how the list appears.
1. Conclusion. 2. Where do we begin? 3. What is family history? 4. Introduction.
So we want to sort this.
Sort. Button. Alert. Sort by. Sort by. Date. Down arrow. Button.
If you want to invert the list, you go to sort, which is at the lower bottom, lower left-hand side of the screen, and you will choose date, and it will either say up arrow or down arrow. And that will, whatever the order the list is in at present, it will just reverse the order. And I have selected date down arrow. So now when I go back to the list.
1. Introduction.
Introduction.
2. What is family history?
What is family history?
3. Where do we begin?
Where do we begin?
4. Conclusion.
Conclusion. So, how we're going to use this thing now that we have it. So, what I would do is I would have my Bluetooth headset in, so everything would be nice and discreet. I could use a wired headset, of course, but I'd probably use a Bluetooth, and so I'd look really cool. You know what I'm saying? And then as I'm talking, I'm sorry, I moved off mic there, but I'm looking down at my my iPhone. I'd put my finger on, let's say, number 1.
1. Introduction.
And at this point, I would probably have my iPhone set so that the screen doesn't go off, okay? Or it wouldn't auto-lock. I'm talking. Hello, my name is Mark, and this is going to be the best day of your life. When I'm done with that point,
2.
I just slide my finger down, and it says, what is family history? Well, family history is the beginning of time, blah, 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 blah. And I move down again, and I'm just talking.
3. Where do we begin?
And it's beautiful. I mean, this is going to be in one of my ears, in my left ear, my right ear, my left ear, my right ear, my right ear, my left ear. And it really is just so simple. At the end, I go to my conclusion.
4. Conclusion.
And I'd say, thank you all for being here. Please leave some money on your way out. That's really all there is to it, my friends. It's really that simple. And of course, I can leave this speech up. I can create as many lists for speeches as I want. I just want to keep it really short. I think this is going to be a very powerful tool for a lot of students. If you want to be able to create speeches and just have a prepared outline when you're delivering speeches, you're going to find this to be one of the best tools you've ever seen. I just love this application. It's called List Recorder. It's what you need. It's what I need. It's what everybody needs. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.